Oh my god. This is so exciting. This is your first time filming video in the new house, right?
It's my first time filming video in the new house. I apologize for last week. I do not know how to edit video, and so me and Anthony did not do video. That's my bad, but here we are.
It was a good episode, though. I was listening to it on the plane back home.
What are your thoughts? What trends did you agree with us on?
Pretty much everything. I'm trying to remember. It's funny when you guys are talking about like the millennial gray. I couldn't agree more. And when I was apartment hunting, a lot of the apartments that I saw, you know, they like everything's just so modern.
Yeah.
And the one place that I really liked, all of the units are painted this like cool toned gray, and I hate it so much.
Just all gray. It's kind of depressing. That's how my house
is.
I guess you never saw my house in Virginia, but that's how that was. And it was like nice, but just gray.
Yeah, I'm not into that. I prefer warm neutrals.
I agree. I like a little color. And it's funny because before we started this, I was on TikTok and people are using like a filter. I don't know how true this is, but like a dog, you know how dogs are like colorblind?
Mm-hmm.
It's like dog vision. So you can look around your house and see what your dog sees. And so many people are realizing like there's not any color like in their whole house. Cause I guess they can see like blues and yellows.
Oh yeah, I think I've heard that before.
My future dog should be good to go on the blue. The whole couch is blue. But something to think about. I don't know. We had fun. It was a good episode. I was happy to have Anthony on, but I'm happy to have you back.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to bug you about while you were on your trip. So I've been patiently waiting to hear how everything was. I'm so excited.
It was really good. So I was in Italy for 2 weeks with my mom and my brother, and we went to Rome for a few days, and we met up with my mom's cousin while we were there, which was really nice because he lives in Rome. So he was showing us around, and the first day we got there actually was the first Sunday of the month. And in Rome, the first Sunday of every month, everything is free. So you can go into the Colosseum and like
what?
All the different sites and not have to pay. Yeah.
Wow.
So we did that. And he just like took us to everything and was like being our personal tour guide, telling us like the history. And that was cool.
That's awesome.
And then after Rome, we took a train down to Formia, which is like kind of between Rome and Naples. And then from there, we got on a ferry and went to Ponza, which is a little island where all of my mom's family is from. And we stayed there for a few days, and I got to see my mom's aunt.
Ooh.
And my mom took me there when I was like a year old.
I was going to say, have you met any of these people before? Or
no. I mean, technically, when I was a baby, they met me, but yeah.
Yeah.
And my brother had never been to Europe at all. So that was interesting. And we got to go to the cemetery there where like a bunch of my relatives are buried. And I got to see my great grandma's grave site. And it was just really cool because like growing up, I spent a lot of time with my mom's parents.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I always would be over there, like back when we lived in New York. They live very close to us. So like my mom would just bring me over there and they'd watch me a lot. And I just grew up with that, you know, their Italian culture. And like, they'd always would be talking about where they were from and Ponza and how great it is and all these relatives and blah, blah, blah. And it was just cool to finally be there and finally like see all of these things that they always talked about. And
yeah.
You know, when I, as a kid, you're just like, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, I don't care. I just want to go to Disney World.
Yeah.
But like now as an adult, I'm like, oh my God, it is so beautiful here. Like, I get why they were always obsessed.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, was your mom born there or your grandparents were born there?
My grandparents were born there. My mom is technically born in the Bronx, but
Oh.
I think she said my grandmother was already pregnant with her when they moved there.
Wow.
Yeah,
Because
so like they got married and everything over there.
I know she speaks Italian, so I couldn't remember if.
Yeah, that was her first language because my grandmother didn't really speak English,
Right.
so
But you don't speak Italian?
I took a lot of it in college,
Yeah.
but it's been 10 years and I don't ever practice it. So no, I mean, I can understand a good amount of it and I know enough that I can kind of like get around and
Right.
but no. But being there, I feel inspired now to like practice it more and I want to go back and be able to speak fluently.
That'd be awesome. We should go. We should just go together.
I know, but I mean, so many people, not so much in Ponza because it's like so tiny there, but like in the big cities, everyone speaks English.
Oh yeah, when we
And
went, yeah, we had like no issue and none of us knew. Like, I mean, Anthony might have known a little, I'm not sure, but I knew at all.
yeah, because English is just like the language of the world. So it's everywhere, like all of the signs, all of the machines, everything is like has English. So
Especially in the tourists, like Rome is just you're good. Like
yeah.
no.
So then after Ponza, we went back. We went to Naples for the day, which I didn't love.
I heard bad things about Naples. No shade.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, you know, we only were there for a few hours, but I didn't love it. It was just very, it's very, very city like, and it didn't necessarily feel like I was in Italy.
Really?
It almost just felt like I was in Manhattan or something. Like,
Wow.
and yeah, I don't know. I wasn't super, I don't really know what I expected, I guess, but I wasn't super like in love with it. I was just kind of okay. And then after that, we went to Florence for a few days,
Oh,
which
nice.
also I was like, Florence was not what I expected.
I thought the same.
Right? I was like, oh, Florence, it's gonna be so beautiful. And it was beautiful, but oh my God, it was just Americans everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember because we were in Florence for a few nights, I think, and it was beautiful and great, and we did the wine tour and everything. But there's like
Yeah.
one picture of me and Anthony and Amanda who all went, and we were like during our wine tasting, so we all take a picture. And the background, honestly, if you're from like Pennsylvania, my area, or really anywhere, it looked like Schnecksville. Like it looks like it could have been Schnecksville.
Yeah.
Looks like it could have been anywhere Pennsylvania, like. And it's just interesting to think you've like these beautiful places. Oh, Florence, oh, Italy, when you're from, like, I don't know about anyone else, but me, I just think it's so beautiful and exotic, kind of. And you're like, wow. And you get there, and so much is so similar. And you're like,
Absolutely. Especially when you're in a city, you
yeah.
know, it just all is, it's kind of just the same thing, no matter where you are. Ponza though was unreal. It was unlike any place I've ever been. It was so beautiful.
Awesome.
But yeah, but Florence, yeah, it was, I don't know, it was weird. It was like everywhere we were walking, all we heard were Americans and it was so touristy. And then what else did we do? Oh, we were gonna go to Venice for a day, but then changed our minds last minute because my brother thought that the train was going to be too expensive, so he didn't want to
Oh.
go. And then we went back to Rome, met up with another cousin, and then flew back home from there.
Nice.
So it was a lot of go, so much walking. I was getting easily over like 15,000 steps
I
every day.
know. Crazy.
Yeah,
That's
so
why you
crazy.
can eat whatever, like all the pasta you want and drink all the wine you want because you're just walking so
Yeah,
much.
Totally. But I'm so excited to be like to go home and get back into my routine and eat healthy and work out.
Yeah.
Because, oof. I'm feeling like, I don't know. I love traveling, but I hate feeling like out of routine.
Yeah, I'm the same. I miss my routine. Like after maybe like a few days, I'm like, oh, this is cool. This is great. A week. Okay, fine. Once I hit like 10 days away, I would like to come home. Just
Yes.
my own things and comfort of home. I get that. But you're in Pennsylvania now, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna be here for a few more days and then I'm gonna go back to North Carolina.
If you feel like driving an extra 3 hours, you could come up tomorrow, you know. Just saying. Just saying.
Saying you could come down Pennsylvania. I have to give you a gift. I got you something.
No way.
I wonder if you already have it though, because I got it in Florence. Should I show you?
Yeah.
Okay, hold
Because
on,
I know they'll see
let me
you.
go grab it.
Is it what I got you from Italy?
No.
Aw. I got Sam a really beautiful magnet of the Statue of David's penis.
I saw those everywhere. It
They
was
were
so funny.
everywhere. Like, what?
But I got this exact same thing for myself too, and then I was like, I have to get Julia.
Stop it. I do have it.
I was like, this is such a Julia shirt.
But I don't have it in gray. I have it. What is that? Is it like Heather Gray? I have it in tan. Like, it's different.
Hilarious.
That is
When I
how.
saw this
Yeah.
shirt, if you're not watching the video version, by the way, it's like the, what do they call it? The brass pig.
I don't even know. It's like a
I don't know.
boar.
It's a boar riding a little bicycle. It's just the best. Like when I saw it, I was like, that is the most incredible thing I've ever seen. I need to get it. And then I was like, and that just is such a Julia thing. And I thought to myself, I was like, I bet she probably has this already. Like she
That is
probably got
so
that when
funny.
she was
I was like, there's no way. Oh, well, I love like t-shirts. Sam got me, this is why we have merch like this. Sam got me this t-shirt that says, I'd rather be listening to Smooth by Santana featuring whatever. Like, it's this big long thing. I have a collection of like random t-shirts. That's so funny. I can't.
I knew it. I knew it.
Oh gosh.
Hilarious.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I'm glad you guys had a good time.
Well, it was a good time for the most part, but I don't know if you, I mean, I would imagine with sisters, it might be even worse. But like, I haven't gone on a family trip in a while. And oh my God, like my brother and I were fighting so bad the entire trip.
Oh my gosh. That's why I don't know, like I went on a family vacation this past year in July, and the dynamic is so different now with like the babies and my brother-in-law, and like
Yeah.
we didn't argue at all, my sister and I, but we used to, like on a family trip, we used to
Yeah,
bad.
oh my God. And it's funny because like me and Nick normally get along so well.
Yeah. Huh.
And we were fighting, like we haven't fought like that since high school. I don't know.
Like over
But
what?
we it was I don't know, like he was just acting so fucking pompous and just being a dick. And we just I don't we were just like going at it constantly. Like the first 2 days it was fine. And then, like the last day or so, it was fine. But the whole time in between, like we just were at each other's throats. Oh, but we got tattoos while we were there too.
I saw it looks so cool.
I have another one on my arm, a little
Cherub. Oh
angel
my God,
hugging a
so
devil.
cute.
So
So
cute. I love it.
awesome. Where'd you get
I got it in when we were in Rome.
it? Me and Anthony and Amanda got tattoos in Florence. We all
Yeah,
got a
I was
little.
like, we have to. Like, while we're here, may as well.
A souvenir.
Exactly. That's what I said. I was like, it's a souvenir we'll never lose,
Never.
hopefully, God willing.
Full arm, like. No, that's so
Oh.
fun.
But how have you been? How's settling into the house?
It's been a process. I guess I kind of expected it would be like a little bit easier. It's hard between work and like I was back and forth to home a couple times between. It's been slow. And trying to get things set up has been slow. But I shared on our Instagram stories last night. I hung some pictures in my lobby, if you know. And I just really wanted to get like something done, quote unquote done, because knowing me, I'll change something, I'm sure. But that room is painted. Oops, I'm moving my computer. It's painted. I have my pictures hung up. The furniture that's gonna be in there, at least for now, is there. And I really just have to put the paint supplies away, which without a garage, I'm figuring out where that will be. The living room is pretty set up just because I had the furniture and the rug and everything for that. Didn't need to paint. The dining room is a disaster. And that's mostly because the ceiling fan slash light is broken. And my coworker was so generous and offered to come by and look at it because he's an electrician. And
Oh, nice.
yeah, so the first time he came, he was like, oh, it's probably this. There's like a little box in there because there's power running. It's just not turning on. So I was like, great, I'll order the part and we could try to fix it and it'll work. And so I order the part and he comes by this week and it doesn't work. So we're stumped. He's stumped. I don't know anything about fans and electricity, but yeah, but he was nice enough. He's really great. I ordered a new sink, like a light above the sink. He installed that for me and my bedroom light, he installed. So there's no light in the dining room as of right now. I will probably just get a new one and hope that that works. 'Cause it's really weird. Like when I did my initial tour and the inspection, it worked. It was on. And then I did the final walkthrough and it did not turn on. And my realtor at that point was just kind of like, oh, like it'll. You know, I think it was like a little too late to ask them to do anything. It was like the day of closing. Like we came here, did the walkthrough, and just to make sure what we asked for was done, which was the basement needed to be sprayed for mold. Old house, like that, typical. And I think in New York State, there's like a law about mold, like that has to be handled. So that was done. The plumbing upstairs, there was no hot water in the shower. That was done. I have boiling hot showers, which is great. And the water pressure is great for like an old house like this. I feel like I have to
That's
knock
the
on.
best part.
Shower's great. But so everything was fixed, but then that was broken. So I was like, oh, it must be easy. And it hasn't been. So there's that. But yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to like get settled and I don't know why. Like, I guess I'm not a very organized person, like in general. I try and I like to be organized, but it just doesn't come natural to me. So in the kitchen, I put things away and I'm like, this is gonna be most efficient and this is gonna function best. And then I've changed my mind and I feel kind of like on pause about some things because I don't know what will go best where.
Yeah.
So I'm like, instead of putting it away, I'm just kind of like leaving it because I'm like, ah. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. But trying. I'll get there, I'm sure.
Yeah, one I feel like once you're there for a while and
Yeah.
you
I
get
just.
in the flow.
Yeah, I feel a little bit in limbo because I'm also still waiting for a washer dryer. So I can't really utilize the closet because I might be putting a washer in there and I'm still
Did
paying my
you
room.
decide if you're gonna get the combo one?
I haven't. I saw one on Facebook Marketplace yesterday that was for 1800 and I went to click on it and it was gone. Posts no longer exist. I was like,
Of course.
so I don't know. I really don't know, but it's okay. I still have an apartment which has a washer dryer. I would love to not have my apartment because that means I pay rent for it as well as my
When's your lease gonna be done?
February. But I had a tour today and they have a tour tomorrow. So maybe someone will pick it up. I'm really hoping, but I'm trying not to be like crazy stressed about it. It's fine.
Yeah. It
It
is
is.
what it is.
So
Yeah.
just working out about we had Cass's wedding, my friend, my best friend Cass, her.
Yes, I was gonna ask about that. I saw the Instagram pictures.
It was beautiful. It was more I was more emotional than I expected because if you know me, I'm not typically emotional. But it was just really like your best friends are getting married. And like I've known them so long and I've seen their whole relationship and I'm like what is happening? And just thinking about it, it was like
Especially because they've been together for so long and
yeah. It was just it we waited a long time, you know. So
yeah.
it was really nice. It did rain, but we got like really cute pictures and umbrellas and like
Well, don't they say that's good luck?
yeah, it is good luck. So
Perfect.
yep. I did my speech that I was so stressed about. I was like, "Oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing because this is my first time being I was maid of honor. It was my first time ever being in a wedding." And it went well. I did cry during, but made it through. And the photographer was like, that was a really good speech. And I was like, how many weddings do you do? Like, how do I believe you? And he was like, I do a lot. So I was like, great, okay.
Good.
No, it was great. And it was awesome to be like a part of it. And it was a great weekend. And I can't wait for
Oh,
October
nice.
already. But
Yeah. Oh, we were talking about doing an episode about wedding stuff. We definitely should.
there's
Because
so much that goes into it, and like I wasn't able to be like fully involved just being hours away. She did a lot of like DIY and like all the prep. It's unreal, like all the prep that goes into this one day. And it's all worth it because it was beautiful. I was just like, oh my gosh.
yeah, it's really crazy. My one friend, well, I have two friends actually that are getting married next fall. And yeah, and my friend Haley, who has been on an episode last season, she works part time now doing wedding stuff.
Oh, nice.
Like she'll be there the day of and like helps to kind of coordinate the day and all of that.
Which is
And
awesome because
yeah, I mean, she's really into all of that stuff. And it's just, I don't know. So just hearing about everything that goes on behind the scenes, I'm like, God, it's just crazy how much and how much money too, just
oh
for
my God.
one day.
I
But
know.
yeah, I mean, that's a whole separate
It's
episode.
a
We
whole
could have
episode. Yeah.
so much to say about it and so many questions. So
Maybe we can have our newlywed on to break it down for us, 'cause I don't even know half of what goes into it. And everything turned out so beautiful and like it was perfect from what I could tell, so.
Oh, good. I'm happy for them.
Me too.
Are they going on a honeymoon?
I think they're spending time together this week, and then it's business as usual, but they might be, I forget what she said. They might be planning something like a trip away. But they went back
Nice.
to where they got engaged, which was really nice. That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah. I did throw up on the night. I don't know how I got so drunk. I like, because they didn't have really liquor. The venue didn't really allow liquor. So they had signature cocktails. One was a sangria and one was like a whiskey cocktail, which I didn't really have. I had one glass. And then it was beer, wine, or White Claw. But every time I went up to the bar, it was just like volunteers, friends of their family that volunteered to kind of run the bar. Every time I went up, they were like, "Oh, here's one drink. Don't you need one for your friend?" And I was like, "Yeah, my friend." So I left with two drinks every time for myself.
Yeah.
And I ended the
That
night. Yeah, that'll do it.
would be me as well.
It happened before. I didn't realize what was happening. So, oops.
Well, at least you had fun.
It was a blast. It was great. But yeah, I guess someone has to throw up. Better me than like the groom. So,
Yeah, exactly.
yeah, I guess we both had, we've been busy. So,
Yeah, indeed we
at
have.
least for me, I'm kind of like winding down a little bit, at least for the moment, before the holidays, which I'm excited. I really want to get settled in the house, so I'm looking forward to doing a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, this is a fun time of year, I feel like, to be in your own house.
It is.
That's exciting.
Of anything else I have to update you on. I've been looking
I.
at dogs.
Oh, getting a dog?
Yep. Pretty much like the week I moved in, I was like, well, seems so empty in here. Like, why not get a dog? And it's been pretty crazy because I've been open to, you know, I'm like young dogs, not necessarily puppies, but I'm open to puppies, but I know, you know, puppies are a lot of work. I'm open to that. Just looking more for like 1 to 2 years. And there's a shelter right down the street that I went to, and I saw one dog that I thought would be a good fit. His name was Ken.
Oh my God, I love that.
And he was 2, and he was really chill. Or was he 2 or 4? I can't remember. But what I'm really looking for is a dog that's good with cats. Tough lives here, and I don't want her to be like really stressed about a dog coming into the house. So if a dog out there already has encountered cats or is pretty chill and would be a good fit, that's what I'm looking for. So the week before Cass's wedding, because that was a long weekend for me, I was gone 4 days. So I was like, I don't want to bring a dog home and then have to leave. So I went to meet him and he was great. And she said, you know, we'll put down that you came and that you're interested in him, but we can't hold him. So I was like, ah, okay, I understand. And for some reason, I just kind of thought he'd be there. And then he was not. He was adopted, which is good for him. I'm happy for Ken, but I was pretty bummed. Because he was really sweet. I thought he'd be a good fit.
No.
So I'm still looking. The really crazy thing is, some of the puppies that I've like put in applications for, and I understand that dogs, like puppies are like babies and they need a lot of attention and time and training. I work full time, but I live close by. I'd be home for lunch. The dog would be by itself for like 4 hours, maybe even less, give or take. So I was just being honest on applications. I was like, the one application asked me total how many hours I'd be away, not counting lunch breaks, total hours I wouldn't be home. I said 7 because that's pretty much what it would be. I'd be home on lunch, I'd go back to work, and then I'd be home. They said, "Oh, that's longer than our 2 hour policy." 2 hours. They want people to be home every 2 hours. Don't leave your puppy for longer than 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like a puppy that's just like a couple months old, that has to be let out to the bathroom every hour or two. Like, I get that. But like a dog that's a year old already.
Well, this one was younger, but I was like, people have puppies and also jobs.
Right.
It's not unheard of that
They're
people.
always like so crazy. That's why you have to lie on those applications. Like, just say that you work from home. Say you work from home and you're home 24, you're always home. The dog will never be left alone.
That's what they're looking for, it seems like. And I'm like, okay, I get it. You want someone to be there for the dog. I will be here for the dog. But I don't work crazy hours. I work 8 hours. I'll be home.
Yeah.
I'll take care of this dog.
And
I
I get that there's a lot of people that try, you know, they want to get animals and they have to be really selective because they want to make sure that the animal's going to someone that's going to be responsible and is going to actually take care of the dog, provide a good, safe home. But I mean, it's like, come on, that's a little crazy.
In order for me to afford a dog, I have to work, and so I won't be home all day every day.
You need to start saying that you work from home and that you'll just be with it 24/7.
I just couldn't believe it because these applications, I understand you want to make sure people are vetted, I get it, but this one application, it was literally you had to sign a contract saying that like if you needed to give up the dog, you would give it back to the shelter. Legal fees are paid by you. If someone has to sue someone, I was like, what am I getting myself into? Like, what? Well, I was just blown away because it's like you have to give your firstborn to these
I
people.
know.
I was raised with dogs. My parents are very good dog owners. My dad raised me to know how to take care of a dog. I was like, it was very eye-opening because I was like, wait. I'm a good person with a whole house and a fenced-in yard, and I want to rescue a dog. And these people are like, no,
I
you're not
know.
2 hours. You can't.
I know, it's crazy. That's how it was when I was trying to adopt Benny too. It was like a whole fucking process and it was so frustrating and they didn't approve me at first right away and yeah, it's very frustrating. So you just have to lie, unfortunately.
I mean, I understand to a degree, but at the same time, like people have puppies and they go to work.
Right.
Happens. Like, I'm not saying that it's right to leave your puppy for 6 hours, but it's a dog. It will be okay. It will be taken care of. It will just be alone for a couple
Yeah.
hours than your policy. I guess I was naive. Like, I haven't adopted a dog or a cat because we found Puff under a shed.
Yeah.
So, like, I haven't really gone through the process. I was shocked because it's not one rescue that's been doing this. It's like three, at least three. I was like, okay.
Yeah. It just makes me wonder like how much has happened that they have to be like
No,
that now, you
it
know?
does. The one, it was like, how many days would your dog be left alone? I said, days? Like, none. Never.
Right.
I do see where people are probably like, they weren't raised like me to take your dog out and to take care of a dog. Like, actually, I get it, but I'm also like,
Right.
like, come on.
Right.
So I'm still on the hunt. I pretty much look every single day to see if there's a dog out there for me and Puff to welcome into our new home. Because it's really important to me that this dog would be good with cats. It would be great if they're good with other dogs too, since I'd probably need to take them with me here and there. But God, I thought it would be a little bit easier, like a tiny bit easier. And it's
Yeah. It's a lot. Well, but you'll find the right one.
Yep, I gotta try to be patient. I'm struggling with that, but
Yeah, what's meant to be will be.
yeah. I do have a phone call tomorrow with a puppy person. I have to do a phone screening. So
Oh,
we will
God,
see.
so official. And
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
do you have any dating updates?
I guess I forget
Oh.
what I mentioned last.
Okay, last thing I remember is you were I we ha I had convinced you when we were recording to text
Oh.
that nice guy.
Yeah.
And I think that was it.
I
That's
thought
where
I
we
was getting
left off.
slow ghosted. I've
Yes.
since seen him multiple times. I don't know. We talk. Actually, I haven't heard from him today. Maybe I'm being slow ghosted. No, he's really, it's been good. It's a little bit different for me. It's my own like trauma, I'll call it. He's not much of a texter. He said that. Me being me, I'm like, well, there's somebody else. Well, he's not interested. If you were interested, why? So I'm trying not to be like that, and I'm trying to like just, oh, we're getting to know each other, and but I'm finding myself kind of being like, okay, like if you liked me, why wouldn't you text me all day? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's hard to not be jaded from like past experiences,
Yeah.
but you also don't want to be like too open and vulnerable because then you don't want to like get played and hurt.
Yeah. So I think at this point we've been on like four dates. It's a little hard because he lives further away.
Right.
But I enjoy spending time with him. I feel like in my own head, I'm like, well, I don't know. It's me, it's not him necessarily. So
Is he
I'm
the only
trying.
person you're talking to right now?
Yes.
Okay. Well.
Yes, he is. And we really haven't had the discussion about, like, is he talking to someone else? Or, like, I don't know. I'm trying not to be like, so what are we? What are we doing? Because it's been about a month. We met in like August. We started talking in August. Maybe two.
I feel like a month is a good enough amount of time, though. Like, that's long enough, I feel, to kind of be like, well, not trying to rush things, but I am curious, like, what are your intentions? Do you see anything?
Yeah,
Any potential here? Are you talking to other people? Like, what's.
I just don't, are I guess we haven't gotten into that kind of communication yet. Like,
Yeah.
so I feel a little bit weird bringing it up, being that we've been keeping it very like surface level, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to go with the flow, but I think just due to my past trauma, I get, especially from like my ex, he led me on for like several months, as we've discussed.
Yeah.
So once I get to a certain point with somebody, I'm like, do you want to date me or not? Because it shouldn't take you as long as it took. Like, I think that really messed with my brain, because it's like, it doesn't take people that long to figure out if they want to pursue you. So,
Yeah. And I think it's good to like set a certain time frame for you to like start asking those kinds of questions, because like, you don't want to waste your time.
no, and it's like at this point, I know that I'm looking for something that I can, like, someone I can build like a life with, and I'm really trying to find that. and like a best friend type of, you know what I mean? So
Yeah.
it's not like I don't know what I want now. But I do find myself being like, oh no, we're, you know, why don't you know if you want to date me yet? Or, and it's even like, do I want to date then? Or it's a lot. It's a
Right.
lot of drama that I'm aware of. And I should probably go to therapy for it, but at least I'm aware. But I know that I'll like self-sabotage things for that reason. So I'm trying not to do that, and I'm trying to just be patient instead.
Yeah.
And I could communicate, you know, with him that this is, you know, how I feel. That's been my love life.
Well, I'm currently at my ex's house.
I knew it. I knew that. Oh,
Things are going really well. I'll give more updates next week when I am back home.
okay.
We
I'm
shall
waiting for the update.
Are you ready to do some BuzzFeed quizzes?
I'm very excited. I already have one open.
Perfect. Which one do you have up?
The one I have up is, I'm genuinely curious if you are, if you think these things are sexy or not.
Perfect. So I found a few BuzzFeed quizzes that are just kind of like, I don't know, they just seemed fun.
Okay.
And since we didn't really have like a specific topic this week, we just thought we, you know, would kind of catch up and then do some of these quizzes. So, okay, first one, dark chocolate. Totally sexy or nah?
I'm gonna have to say nah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind dark chocolate, but I don't think it's sexy.
I wouldn't call, wait, this is from my, so I have this plumber, he's great, right? Like he's been so helpful, fixed up my plumbing here. I had a leak and he was great. But he talks, he'll he was talking about the leak in the, I had a leak in the shower. He goes, we're gonna do this and then we'll be in sexy town. And was calling everything was sexy. I was like, dark chocolate's not, but if you ask my plumber, it probably is.
Oh, okay. Sexy
Sexy town.
town. Oh, and this, okay, so this first one isn't a quiz, it's a poll.
Oh, okay. Poll.
So 51% of people said nah, 49 said totally sexy.
Okay.
So it's kind of split evenly.
Sexier than white chocolate, I would say.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Okay, next one, pillow fights. Very sexy or I'm not feeling it.
I feel like it's very sexy.
Really? I'm not feeling a pillow fight.
It's kind of like play, like fun, playful. I don't know. I don't think many other people thought it was very sexy either.
66% of said I'm not feeling it. 34 said very sexy.
I don't know. I feel like I think it could be fun.
Someone tying a cherry stem into a knot in their mouth. The sexiest or no? I think it's sexy.
Oh, I said no.
52% said no, and 48% said the sexiest. I don't know.
Ooh.
I just think like doing anything, like having tongue skills, like the control and the.
I mean, that's, yeah.
It's kind of hot.
I can see that.
But also, if you're like, hey, want to see something cool? I can tie a chair.
Yeah.
Like, that's not sexy.
Like the way that it happens. Yeah. I want to see a trick? I want to see a cool trick? No. Yeah.
Arm veins, so sexy or not sexy?
So sexy.
So sexy, yeah, so sexy.
Oh, yeah.
61% agreed. Whipped cream, oh yes or oh no?
I'm gonna say, oh no, I don't find food to be sexy.
I agree.
Like, that, I don't know.
59% agreed. Oh no. I mean, I guess I could see how it could be like, you take a little bit with your finger and you're licking, like.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, ooh, yes, put whipped cream on my body. Like, that's just a sticky mess. Like, I'd rather not.
Yeah, me too. Food in the bedroom, I've never done anything like that.
I did when I was younger,
Oh.
and I mean it.
All right.
Slow dancing, sexy stuff, or no thanks.
I don't know. I've never really slow danced. I'd say sexy
I
stuff.
say sexy. I think it's sweet.
Yeah.
66% agreed, sexy stuff.
Nice.
Ooh, gray sweatpants. Hubba hubba or meh. Hubba hubba for me. Ooh.
I don't know. This might be, I don't, I guess I've never witnessed. I'm trying to think. I've never seen gray sweatpants and been like,
Oh, a man in gray sweatpants?
yeah, I've never experienced it. They're always just like naked. I'm just
Oh, they just show up to your house like
Yeah.
just butt naked.
Just
50,
kidding.
57% agreed that they think gray sweatpants are sexy.
Yeah.
Ponytails, definitely sexy, or it's whatever.
It's whatever. I don't like a ponytail.
I agree.
On me or on men, really.
I agree. 71% said it's whatever. Spicy food. For sure or no way?
No.
No way. I don't think there's anything
Heartburn
sexy.
Central.
Right. Like, what? 80% said no way.
Have you seen Along Came Polly?
No.
It's with Ben Stiller and Jennifer Aniston. And she's like this like wild kind of free spirit type of girl. And he's very like, he's like an analyst of some kind. And so he's trying to go with the flow to like impress her and stuff. So she's like, do you want to go to this I forget what kind of restaurant it was. It might have been like an Indian restaurant or something. And it has something really spicy and he's eating it and he's just dripping sweat. Completely dripping sweat. And she's like, are you okay? They go back to her apartment and he blows up her bathroom. It's a whole mess. That's all I can think of is like
Yeah.
spicy food and that. It's so
That's
funny.
what I would think of too.
That's a funny movie.
Mustaches. Hot damn or oof.
Hot damn.
I'm not into mustaches.
My God, I'm in the Yeah, I guess a lot of people don't like them.
Oh no, only 15% think they're hot.
You don't think like Tom Selleck's hot?
I don't even know who that is.
What? Richard from Friends.
Oh,
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know. I guess kind of, but
I think if a guy can pull it off, it's hot.
to me, like I look at him and I'm like, oh, like that's a handsome man, but I'm not like, ooh, I want to jump on him, Like a mustache, I like facial hair a little bit when it's like trimmed, but. No, like, Tidy whities, hello sexy, or please no.
No.
Yeah, no, I agree. 90% said no.
10% think it's sexy. Briefs, like the tight
Yeah.
briefs, those are different.
Briefs, yeah.
Tidy whities give Walter White and
Yes. Boxer, yeah, boxer briefs are hot. Because I'm not really into like the big long loose boxer shorts.
No, me either. I wear them to sleep, but
Right.
yeah.
Okay, that was it for that poll. Next one. I seriously need to know if these couple activities are 100% adorable or 100% cringy. How do you feel about showering together? Absolutely yes or no thanks.
I've like never done it because I don't like to think of myself being vertical naked in front of someone in like daylight.
Okay, I get it. I get it.
I can't really like get that out of my mind. I had an opportunity kind of recently and I was like, I can't. No thanks. For me personally, it's no. I could see how it would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm into it. I'm gonna vote absolutely yes. I feel like in reality, like it's not always like the cutest because somebody always ends up cold, you slip around, it can be kind of like awkward, but I'm into it. I think that it's sweet and not something I would do like on the regular,
No.
but like especially if you're like in a hotel and you have like one of those really big, nice, fancy showers, like that's nice. 63% said yes,
I'm great.
that they think it's adorable. Taking a bubble bath together. Yes, or absolutely not.
I feel like that's cute.
I think it's cute too. I'm
Yes.
into it. 66% said yes.
As long as the tub's big enough, I guess.
Exactly. That's what I was gonna say. Yeah.
Like a tight.
Cooking together. Yes, how sweet, or no thanks.
That's like one of my favorite things.
Yeah, me too. I
I think
love that.
it's like the best.
Me too. 92% said that they think it's sweet.
Yeah.
Scrapbooking. How cute or yuck, no.
I guess it's cute. That's not something that I would ever think to like do.
I agree. Me neither.
I know. I don't know. I mean,
I'm trying to imagine a man scrapbooking.
that's the hard part. I'm like, dude, would they be
Do
interested?
straight men scrapbook?
You know, I don't think they do. Maybe some.
Kind of cute, I guess.
Maybe just I don't know, it's hard to imagine it for me.
I agree. I'm gonna say it's cute. How cute? That one was kind of split. 56% said cute, 44% said yuck, no. Cuddling by the fire.
I love this or not my style. I would probably love this.
Yeah, I vote love it. Oh, 93% said that they love it.
Nice.
Getting a couple's massage. Ooh, sign us up, or ew, no.
I like a massage. I don't know what the point of having someone else in the room is necessarily.
I agree. Like, I
Do you
don't
talk
see.
or... I don't like to talk during like massages and facials. Like I like to just know some people are different. Or even like hair appointments. I'll talk during hair appointments, but.
Yeah, I agree. I said no to a couple's massage. That one
Yeah.
was kind of split. 54% said yes, 46% said no. Stargazing, yes or no?
I say yes.
I say yes also.
Oh,
Oh,
what?
92% said yes. Going wine tasting. Oh, that is an absolute yes.
Yeah,
True.
I agree.
66% agreed. Hiking together. Yes, please, or not in this lifetime.
I would say yes.
I agree. I think I love going on a nice hike together. 78% agreed. Camping together. Yes, it can be so romantic or nah.
I say yes.
I say yes also. Especially if you're with like a really like, hot, manly, outdoorsy man that like knows what he's doing and
Yeah.
hot.
But
Dancing together, of course, or nope, I'm a solo dancer.
I'm definitely not a solo dancer, so I say, of course.
Yeah, I agree. 89% said yes. Having a picnic. I literally dream of this, or too cheesy. I don't think a picnic is cheesy.
I think it'd be nice.
91% agreed. They think it's cute. Bowling. That's a yes for me. I love bowling.
I mean, I've had a few bowling dates. I guess. I mean, it can be cute. I like to bowl, so whatever.
I know, I do too. 78% also said that they like bowling and think it's cute. How do you feel about working out together? I love it or death not.
Yeah. It's a no for me.
I'm kind of torn on that because I'm like, in theory, it sounds like it would be sweet and cute, but in reality, I don't think so. I think I'd prefer to just do my own thing. Like,
Yeah.
we can go to the gym together and then go do our own separate things.
Yeah, I get like way too sweaty and I don't I no. It would be cute. I don't think so.
Well, 48% said no, but 52% said that they love working out together. That's it for that one. Okay, these ones are actual quizzes now.
Oh,
This
yeah.
one says, for your future reference, this is the relationship attachment style you truly have. Question one, how would you describe your relationship with yourself? I am very secure in myself and have worked hard to feel confident with myself. I value what others think about me more than what I think about myself. I'm obviously the sexiest person alive. Or it doesn't matter what I think about myself, no one likes me anyways.
Oh God. I'm gonna say the first one for me.
I'm also going to go with the first one. I was torn between the first one and the third one.
You're not gonna pick the sexiest person
Because I don't always like really truly feel that way.
alive?
So I'm gonna go with the first one.
First again.
Number two, how do you view your current or potential partner? My partner is so wonderful. They constantly tell me how beautiful I am. My partner is okay. They were the best option available. That's terrible. My partner is eh. They're very unconfident and easily shaken when we fight. Or, my partner is incredible. They are a great communicator and have set good boundaries with me.
This is hard for me as a single person.
Well, it's like, what would you want for in a potential partner?
My partner is incredible, great communicator, and set boundaries.
Yeah, the last one, I agree. Number three, how would you handle conflict with a partner? What conflict? I'm always right. I prefer not to speak up. I'll just let it go away on its own. We can't go to bed angry. We will take it out and we will talk it out until it's resolved. Or I'm worried if we fight, my partner will leave me.
Part of me wants to pick every single one. I want to pick the third. We can't go to bed angry. We'll talk it out until it's resolved. But I do think I'm always right, and I would be worried that my partner would leave me. I'm gonna pick three.
I'm gonna also pick three. I feel like past me, like when I was younger, would have picked the first one.
Yeah.
But as I'm trying to like become more self-aware and learn to be a better partner, I'm gonna go with the third one. But I'm definitely not worried my partner will leave me. I will never hesitate to start up a conversation and be like,
So just,
so.
I guess like I'll just kind of anticipate, like I always think I'm getting ghosted. I'll be like, well, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Well, that's true when it's like in the very beginning.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Next question. What are your thoughts on boundaries in a relationship? I don't really know my boundaries, and neither does my partner. We set clear boundaries in the beginning of our partnership, and that helps us communicate better. I let my partner set the boundaries. or my boundaries are more important than my partner's.
For me right now, I would probably say I don't really know my boundaries. And that's just, I would like to say the second one, clear boundaries in the beginning, communicate better, but that wouldn't be truthful to my reality. So.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm torn between the first two. I feel like, again, in the past it was number one, but now I think that I think I'm being healthier about things.
I'm gonna pick number
So
one.
I'm gonna go with two.
Okay.
Okay, question five. How do you feel when the test of trust comes up in your relationship? I'm terrified I will disappoint my partner and they will leave me. This causes a big fight. We have a bank of trust to draw upon. It will work out. Or my partner can trust me, but I don't know if I can trust them.
I have trust issues, so I'm gonna pick number four.
Okay. I'm gonna go with the third one. How do you communicate with your partner? We talk most days and share our feelings. I don't need constant communication with a partner to feel secure. I text my partner periodically whenever we're not together, or we are constantly trying to see each other, but sometimes cannot commit.
My thing got messed up. Hold on. What are you picking?
I kind of want to pick the second one. I don't need constant communication to feel secure, but also we talk most days. Oh, I don't know. Sharing our feelings, I don't know.
I'm between two and three. Like, how would
Yeah.
you feel about this? I'm working on not equating like being in constant communication with interest. He doesn't have to text me all day every day. I don't need that. Once a day, it's good to communicate.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with the second one.
I think I will too.
Okay, question seven. Oh no. Mine just messed up too. What's going on?
Okay, I'll read it. Why
Okay.
do you need me in a relationship? I want to share my world with the person I love. I want a partner to dote on me and tell me I'm loved. I want to have a date when I go out with friends. I like to have a person to come home to. I guess I would say either one or four. I guess one. I want to share my world with a person I love.
Let's see. I was trying to catch up because mine like reset. Yeah, I think the first one. I want to share my world with the person I love. Okay, question eight. On the daily, how do you want a partner to reassure you? I don't really know. I'm always on edge, and my partner is bad at showing me affection. I don't really need reassurance from my partner every day. Constant reminders do the trick for me. Small gestures every day, like flowers or chocolates. Or chocolates work for me. Or we make each other, we each make sure, sorry, like I can't read. We each make sure to set time aside for each other every day to show our affection to each other.
I'm gonna pick
Which one are you picking?
each make sure to set time aside for each other every day to show our affection. I think quality time is more important to me. As we've heard earlier in this episode, like, I need a little reassurance, but like, not like.
Yeah, I'm torn between the second one. I don't really need it every day, and then the last one. But like, yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna go with the last one, I think. Set time aside each day.
Yeah, I need something. I'll be real.
Ideally, yeah.
when I don't get something, I sit here and I'm like, okay, well, that's that then, which is my own.
No, it's true. I feel like, it's not like something that is needed every single day constantly, but once in a while it's nice. It's not, I think in the beginning you need it more so, but then even after you've been together for a long time, it's like you still need some reassurance occasionally. Otherwise, it's like,
Just
I don't know.
get comfortable and complacent, like, oh, well.
Exactly. It's like, are you still into me, or are we just here because
Yeah.
comfortable?
Right.
Question 9. How willing are you to share your emotions with a partner? I'll let them know when I'm feeling vulnerable. I'm an open book. I don't need to share. They should know what's wrong. Or we don't share with each other very often.
I want to say I'm an open book. But when it comes to like relationship emotions, I'm not, I guess,
Yeah.
if I'm being honest with myself. So I'm gonna pick we don't share often, even though it's just me. Oh,
I picked I'm an open book because I'll talk feelings all day.
working on that.
Okay, last question. Do you need a relationship for security? No, I'm strong and independent. I don't need to be in a relationship, but my partner makes me stronger. Yes, I love the confidence a partner can provide me with. Or yes, I'm scared I won't find my person if I don't try. I'm gonna go with number two. I don't need to be in a relationship, but my partner makes me stronger.
Hold on, my quiz messed up again.
Shit, mine did too. It was literally giving me an answer and then it like restarted.
Annoying. I guess I'm gonna say I'm strong and independent, but I'm also scared I
Okay.
won't if I don't try. But I've obviously come this far without, so. Huh. Did you get your, oh, you're catching up.
I need to redo them. So
My
annoying.
style is secure attachment. You have a secure attachment style. Talk about a power partnership. You are very self-aware. Oh my gosh, didn't I say that? And have a strong sense of yourself and your partner. You value trust and clear communication, and because of this, you create clear boundaries in your relationship and follow them. You
Okay.
support your partner through all the good, bad, and ugly, and can expect the same back from them. When conflict arises, you can clearly communicate the problem and offer insightful solutions to resolve the fight.
That's the same one that I got.
Okay.
Nice.
Interesting. Okay.
I think that's a good sign, right?
Sometimes I feel like anxious attachment, but I think at my core, I'm like secure because the anxious attachment is me being like insecure,
Yeah.
is what I've come to find. Was fun.
We had a couple other ones, but we are running out of time. So I don't know if you guys like this. Maybe we can do more quizzes
We'll do them another
in
time.
another episode. Yeah, and I want to like play some games like Kill Fuck Mary.
1,000%.
Like smash or pass, stuff like that.
We absolutely need to.
Yes, definitely. But it's been good to catch up.
It felt like forever.
I know. Well, it kind of was because, I
We
mean, yeah, like the last two episodes, we weren't together. And then before that, we had pre-recorded. It's been a while, but.
Well, I'll see you next week.
See you next week. Thanks for listening. See you
See you next
around.